Good morning, everyone. This is George Watkins on this celebration of our 4th of July weekend. It's been a different weekend for us all. Yesterday, we were celebrating with family and had some obligations, so we missed our live broadcast, but we'll pick it up again next Sunday night. I am so blessed to have so many of you that have given me some comments concerning some of the things we've gone through this week in our personal life with my sister stepping through the veil. And we've done some some family things on that. And it's always comforting to have good friends and good family around you when something stressful and emotional is happening. So thank you for your prayers. I am very much impressed. This sounds a little strange. Very much impressed with Jesus today. Very much impressed with his love for us and his provision he has done in for us in the promise and the giving of eternal life. You know, this issue of freedom that we're celebrating today on this American holiday, the 4th of July, is only given to us and is only possible, I should say, by the freedoms that Jesus has given us on the cross and the resurrection. And our Constitution is filled with references to the Creator. And, you know, our statutes of rights and all those things have been endowed to us by our Creator. You and I, who stay, with our nose in the Bible and our life surrounding the church, we're reminded of that often, but so many that walk among us and live in our nation never hear that statement, never hear the fact that our Creator gave us this great land and this place that we call home and this place that we defend and that we stand up for and declare that God has a purpose for our future. Amen. So let's keep on pressing into this. Let's be perseverant in the fact that God has a future for us. You know, it's my belief that the church has wounded itself with an overemphasis of the coming of Jesus Christ in the last 200 years. The teaching and the repetitive and sometimes just that's all you would hear in my early days is Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Be sure you're not sinning. And, you know, we'd think every day this is going to be it. And when we would leave the church on Sunday, we'd say, well, we'll see you next Sunday if Jesus tarries. Okay. I understand. And I believe in the return of Jesus, but the hyperventilating that happens puts us in a mode that, well, there's no, every time we have a bump in the road, every time we have a hiccup nationally or historically or in the weather or in a war or a tragedy or whatever comes along, the church, instead of pressing through into the victory, knowing that we have a future, knowing that there's something beyond this, there's a lot of the church pulls in and says, well, like old Kate Smith said when I was a kid, she was a singer, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. Well, that whatever will be doesn't work if you're going to go to work. You wake up on Monday morning and you roll over and say, well, whatever will be, and then you go to sleep. Guess who doesn't get a check at the end of the week? Guess who doesn't get to keep their job if they do that very often? Why? Because you press through knowing that there's a reward or a purpose for you going to work. You go to work because you love your family. You go to work because you want to see your children, finish school, and you want to get them elevated up into their life. And so you put your shoulder to the wheel. And spiritually and emotionally, when we have difficult times, let's not just throw our hands in the air and say, well, this must be the end of time. The signs of the time. Ooh, that statement grinds my spirit. I've heard it all my life. Well, these are the signs of the times. You know, Jesus is coming any moment. Okay, I may have lost you on that last curve. Buckle up. Because when I say that, it's not unusual that people say, well, you don't believe in the second coming of the Lord. Now, listen, I am a firm believer Jesus is coming again. However, I'm also a firm believer that you don't know, and neither do I. And because I have heard the scriptures tell us that we need to occupy, we need to be about the Father's business. We need to plant and sow. We need to preach the gospel. We need to win souls. We need to disciple nations. That's the commandment we have. He didn't command us to go sit in a corner or sit on the corner and wait for the bus, the rapture bus. No. He called us to plant, plow, disciple, raise children and disciple nations and build the kingdom. Okay, well, we got that established. On this Freedom Day, we celebrate it on a Monday, and I'm celebrating the freedom of Jesus and what he's done for us. I'm celebrating the good news. I'm celebrating the fact that the Lord has certainly provided for us a way where there had been no way. Now, listen, when we quote that scripture, we're talking about the fact that we could not approach anything spiritual without a priest, without somebody standing between us and what we wanted was, you know, God, the presence of God. We wanted help. We wanted an answer. So you had to go to a priest in the Jewish history, our early Judeo history, where God was introducing himself to the world through the systems that he laid out. Now, Jesus came to give us an entrance into the presence of the Father, the freedom to come into the presence of the Father. And that's when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He made a way where there was no way. The door is open to come in. Now, I heard Lance Wallnau say just a couple of days ago, what a statement of, he said, God's come down as far as he's coming. It's up to us now to go up. Now, what does he mean by that? Means that we have the command and the invitation and the ability now to come up into a realm we call the heavenlies, or the presence of the Lord, or the face of Christ, of the Father. We are to press into that realm now. The door is open. We have the freedom to come in. You say, well, I don't understand that. That sounds a little mysterious or, you know, weird, that we should go up or we should go in. Why doesn't God just come down? I'm here. He knows where I am. he's got my address. Have him come by. Well, seek the Lord and he will be found. Knock and it shall be open. So there's that pressing in. And I encourage you today on this Freedom Day, we have the freedom to press in. We have the freedom to ask, and the door is open. Amen. Well, I am amazed at what God is doing in the nation, in the spiritual level, in this time, when it looks like, according to the the blabbing that goes on in the news and the politicians and the, even the social media that's so controlled, trying to be controlled, is saying things that are not true. And the truth is, there is a spiritual awakening going on in the nation that is amazing. And I want you to put your antennas up, those little spiritual antennas you have, and begin to listen to men and women on the social media. That's where we're hearing a lot of the good things. And then put your heart into the Father. This is a day of freedom. This is a, when I say a day, this is a season of time when freedom, spiritual freedom, is going to be released and revealed in a way that you and I have not understood or have experienced. Now, here's the challenge that some of us old soldiers, ones that have been in the way and on the way, have, is that some of the things, and maybe much of the things that we see develop in this coming days, are going to be strange to us or uncomfortable or unusual, because this new generation, this young generation that God's raising up, that's taking us into the next decades, they are going to use their weapons differently. Same gospel, same Jesus, same gifts, same cross, same resurrection, all that's there, but there is a deliverance of this into a new realm. When I talk about angels, I have resistance from some of the old crowd because they weren't taught. The theology of the last years and decades has not opened up the realm of angels. When we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, it's uncomfortable to some who have not heard that, or, you know, they've been raised in a church or religious setting where it was even, against the law, their law. And so it's uncomfortable. So you and I that have been, you know, the pillars in the house and the elders in the house, been in church a long time, we have difficulty shifting, have difficulty changing. So get flexible. God's moving in a way that it's going to amaze us, shock us, scare us, and put us on our knees to pray, because, oh God, show me the way. I pray that every day. Lord, teach me. Show me the way. Tell me what to do next, because I need help in this thing, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, happy 4th of July celebration day. Happy freedom. I bless you with the freedom of Christ. You have the freedom to be free in Jesus. And I pray for you now as we spend these few moments together, that those things that would hinder your ability to have peace or have a freedom from guilt, a freedom from the memories of failure. I pray that you'll have freedom from pictures of things that you have done in your mind that come back and haunt you, because the enemy loves to do that. I want you to know, when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive total forgiveness. So don't let anything drift by you that has any against that. Missed my word there, but anything against your freedom is not God's purpose. Those who the Lord has set free are free indeed. And you have been freed from the old traditional laws of religion. You have been freed from your past. You have been freed from the curse of death and the sentence of death. You have been freed from the seeds that you have planted in the early days of your rebellion and your foolishness. And you are planting new seeds in fresh ground. And you will have a harvest that is filled with good things and fresh harvest. Amen. I bless you in that. I love you. I thank you all for being a part of our house, our spiritual house, as we say. And thank you again for your prayers for us in this season of our family challenges with my sister going home to be with the Lord. And I love you. Listen, if you haven't signed up, or I should say subscribe, do so. And send me a comment, or give me a thumbs up, or a like. And always, all those things help us. God's encouraging you to send us a gift. You can do it through PayPal, right down in the notes. And that gives us a little more horsepower to go forward. Until tomorrow, we will see you bright and early. God bless you on this day of freedom. Let's rejoice together. In Jesus' name, amen.